Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. If you don't have some joy, I tell you, you need to just get along with him and get some strength from him. And I tell you, the joy will be bubbling up in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Joy will. I know joy will. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favor. It's coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We come to give God the glory, all the honor, which the, oh, we just come to worship him, to worship him and adore him. Because why? Because he's been so good to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ought to say, the Lord has been good to me because you have appeared on here again. We are all together tonight. Praise God. I got friends, oh God, and got COVID and some going on. Praise God. But look at us. Praise God. God has done a new thing. He even allowed us, praise God, to come together and not just come on the program, but to praise God together, to lift him up, praise God. Joy will. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love him for what he does, praise God. We love him for who he is to us, praise God. We love him because he never left us nor forsaken us, praise God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength, the bottom line. Hallelujah. Praise God. I give God glory tonight. And I thank God for all of you that's on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we come to glorify his name. Praise God. We come to glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Well, let's go into prayer. Praise God. Father, God, you are good. You're good all the time, Father. And God, we're just so thankful, God. Oh, God, for what you've done, God, what you're going to do, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the hearts of these that's on. We thank you for their families, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your keeping power, God. We thank you, Lord God, all for those all around the world that's worshiping you, God. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that that's our desire, our heart's desire, oh, God, to worship you. And, Lord, if there is anyone on, oh, God, that's suffering from anything tonight, God, we pray, oh, God, healing virtue. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, deliverance. We pray, oh, God, that their families are healed. We pray, oh, God. Oh, God, for the people all around the world that's suffering from different things, oh, God. Lord God, ailments, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, maybe some mother have lost a son, a daughter, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, oh, God, for healing, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray for those, oh, God. Father God, that's in need of you, oh, God, Father God. Oh, Father God. Lord God, they may be suffering from something that we have not called out tonight, God, but we believe, God, you can do anything but fail, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You are the one that's seated on the right hand, Father God, making intercession for us. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to prison walls? I say that, but when we look at it, our families have lost sons and daughters to drugs, prison walls, whatever it may be. That's where we are meeting tonight. Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever kind of sickness you may be going through, praise God. What kind of ailment, you, whatever you may be facing. Maybe you got to go before the courts. I don't know. But whatever it is, God's favor, so reach it out to help heal your hurts. Maybe we can say something tonight to encourage you or sing a song that it will touch your heart. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. God is that kind of God. God will give us rest from anything. You know, we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. But thank God, thank you, Jesus, that you, oh God, is going to bring us through, God, every trial and every situation that we face in life. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has loved us with an everlasting, come on somebody, oh, I just love the word of God. Hallelujah. He has loved us with an everlasting love. That love is everlasting, did you hear? Hallelujah, praise God. I don't say it lightly, praise God. From everlasting, and no end to God's love for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if there's anyone on tonight that may have a prayer request, would you give it to us right now by pressing 1, and we'll pray for you. I know that we have Sister Bowman on that have lost a husband. Praise God. We want to pray for her. And anybody on tonight, just press 1, and we'll be glad to pray for you. I see one hand up. Go ahead, 287.
Yes. How are you all tonight? My name is Sharon Richardson. I'm calling for all y'all to pray for our pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratt. Pray for him, Minister Vivian. Thank you.
All right. Pastor Stratton and Sister Bowman, is there anybody else? Praise God. Is there anyone else on here needs prayer before we go forward? Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else wants prayer before we go further? Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we tackle a prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give us your prayer request. All right. I see here. Give us your prayer request at 985, please.
Yes, ma'am. It's Wendy. How are y'all doing this evening? I'm just
doing
calling
fine.
For prayer for myself. I'm calling for prayer for myself. This is Wendy. I just haven't been feeling well, and I just need some prayers. And I want to pray for everybody on the line.
Okay. Anyone else? So we have Sister Wendy. We have 3 prayer requests. Mother Stokes, can you pray for these prayer requests for us tonight, please?
Okay. Okay. All right. Go on now.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up Sister Bowman, Father, in the name of Jesus, who's going through grief right now, Father. Lord, I thank you for you give her that Jehovah everlasting strength as she's going through, Father. And Lord, you said that you'll be with us at your weakest hour. And Father, we thank you for right now that you have already strengthened her, and you are strengthening her. And you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the God of peace, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you'll give her peace. Lord, where she could sleep at night, oh God. Father, I know that she's going through because I've been through it myself, oh God. But I thank you, Lord God, that you're a great God, you're a loving God, you're kind, oh Father. You know that Sister Bowman has been serving you for a long time, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, I lift up her. I lift up all her children, her family members right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We just lift them up, Father. And her son going through the grief, Lord. Things that she never had to do because her husband always did it. But Father, you would teach her. You would show her how to get it done, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I lift up Sister Wendy. As she's going through, I didn't hear her special prayers before, but I just want to lift her up for strength. Keep her healthy, oh God. Her daughter healthy, Lord God. Send her daughter. Send her grandmother, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. I lift up Sister Wendy, Father. And she always comes to the line, yeah. And she always asks and pray for her grandmother, Lord. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus and her family, her sisters and her brothers, oh God. I lift her up right now, God. You're a good God. You're a loving God. And God, you're kind. You're going to take care of all of us, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. Amen, amen. Now, Lord, it's, I think it's someone else that was on the line. I didn't hear what,
Pastor Sprett.
Pastor Sprett, Lord God. I lift up Pastor Sprett right now, Father, for healing, oh God. As he needs the healing from you, Father. You're Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer, God. And you're the one that spoke one word and healed all diseases, all men, all. Lord, whatever Pastor Sprett is going through, Father, right now, I thank you that he is healed in Jesus' name, God. Wherever he is, oh God, you said that we could send this word out in the atmosphere, and it will perform what it's sent out to do wherever the person is. I don't know if he's in the hospital, God, or he's at home.
Yes.
But wherever he is right now, Lord, touch him. Touch him, Father, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Every area of his body, oh God, all the vessels, all the blood vessels, all the muscles, oh God, heal him in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. And Father, right now, I just lift up the minister business and the God's favor line, Lord God. I lift up this prayer line, everyone who is on here, Father. We thank you, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do on this prayer line tonight. How the Holy Spirit is going to lead on this line. Lord, we thank you that you would send down the fire, Father, like it sent on Elisha. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, he know that he got an answer. And all these prayers that I pray tonight, Father, I send down the fire upon the people, oh, God. And they know, Father, they know and they don't doubt that you are answering their prayers right now, oh God. Show them with signs and wonders, oh God. In the name of Jesus, show them, Lord, that their prayers are being answered right now as we speak. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love and hold.
Amen.
I'm love and hold. Amen.
That's all right. Praise God. We love you anyway. Praise God. I just want to let you all give y'all a little announcement before we go on. Let you all know how thankful and grateful that you come on every Sunday night. We have ministered over 59,800 and something people since we've been on air. And we are now in the U.S., all over the U.S., the U.K., South Africa, Australia, and in the Caribbean of St. Vincent, the Grenadines. So you have to realize your voice is being heard in so many parts of the world, praise God. And we thank God for that, you know. And we thank God for the ministries that's on, Sister Janice, which comes on Friday night at 8 o'clock p.m., and Just Show Up Ministry with Minister Zadie Alford. She comes on Saturday night at 7 p.m. So these ministries, Just Show Up is a new ministry just started. We ask that you all be there to encourage them. And Sister Janice been on for a little while, praise God. But she needs your encouragement if you can, praise God. Hallelujah. It is a blessing when we encourage one another and help one another in the ministry. I remember that Phoebe and helps the man of God along in the ministry. And that's what we ought to do, to be fellow sisters and brothers, praise God, with one another in the ministry, praise God. That is a blessed thing, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have Sister Marisa Price on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have Marisa Price on? Praise God.
You want the other people out here?
Marisa Price. She was supposed to be my guest singer. I don't know what. Sister Marisa, are you on? Praise God. If not, we'll go on. We're supposed to have a guest singer from Baton Rouge. Praise God. Hallelujah. She sings for what church out there? I just forgot. But anyway, we thank God anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. For all of you all. And we pray that you will enjoy the program, the rest of the program tonight. But we're going to have a song. Do we have Minister Shawanda there? Can you sing us a song? If not, I think we have Minister Zadie here, huh? Do we have Sister Zadie here?
Sister yes,
Zadie
ma'am.
Alpha? All right, go ahead.
Ma'am.
Amen.
Okay. We cannot see true poverty. We cannot see through teardrops, and we cannot see through pitfalls. We'll walk on by faith each day. and he can see way down the road. Oh, you just walk on by faith each day. Oh, walk on, yeah, I made up in my mind, saying, oh, I'm gonna walk on, yes, I'm gonna walk on, here's what I'm gonna do, saying, yeah, 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 I'm gonna put my right foot forward, and I'm gonna let my left foot follow. And I know, hey, if I don't make it today, I'll make it tomorrow. Yeah, I'm gonna walk on. Yeah, just walk on by faith.
But you just keep walking on by faith. Keep the faith, praise God, hallelujah. And don't give up, praise God. I guarantee God's going to be there and he's going to walk with you, praise God. Because he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, praise God, hallelujah. Walk on to faith. I encourage you tonight to keep the faith, praise God, hallelujah. Well, this is family night, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. And we all got families, hallelujah. God blessed us to have a family, praise God. And we just thank God for what he's done, because if it wasn't for God doing, and when we look back from old where he started the family from, praise God, it's been a blessing. It's a truly blessing, praise God. And the family has rolled on from beginning of time up until now. It's God's plan. So we're going to look at kingdom living, God's family plan. You know, God had a plan why he organized the family. He made man and woman and children. And God has a plan. God has a wonderful plan for each family. Think about it. And to bring the families into kingdom living. Praise God. Now, I know we got so many families separated. Praise God. But God wants to bring the family into kingdom, to live for him, to live in harmony. Praise God. Do you realize what this means for the kingdom of God is? It is in the kingdom of God there is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's what Romans 14 and 17 says. Praise God. So in the kingdom, our families, we should be trying to get our families where we are to live in the kingdom where there's joy and peace. We should be portraying the love of God so that they can come in, praise God, and live an overcoming life, praise God. This verse here describes the condition of all who enter into kingdom living. Too many families have settled for much less than God has provided. God has provided so much for us in the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is joy and peace and happiness. Families are to live. Oh, praise God. man, with the joy of the Lord. Oh, but the enemy, we allow the enemy to come in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And steal, kill, and destroy. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy comes in and causes so much havoc in the family living until it's just torn and battered and hurts and pain. Oh, my God. That's why we come tonight. We know that you go through pain. We know that you face this life. Instead of righteousness, there is weeping and wailing and conflict and confusion. Instead of joy, there is discontent, unhappy, and hurt. Think about, praise God, all the children, praise God, that have gotten killed just by stray bullets. Besides drugs, just stray bullets, praise God. And families are torn and battered. I was looking on last night. I haven't seen the news today. I haven't looked. Baron Salem, I look at it on a Sunday. But yesterday, they was wondering, where is their daughter? These parents have a daughter missing. And, you know, that's hurting. The daughter, they don't know what done happened. Usually when they find one that's missing, they find a dead somewhere. But we pray that this daughter will come forth. This family is asking for their daughter to come forth. They are hurting. What I'm trying to say to you, that we hurt in all types of ways. Some of us hurt one way because families are not speaking. Some hurt because children are on drugs. Some hurt because they got COVID or they done lost a loved one in some type of way. But in some kind of way, we're going to face hurts, praise God. Each family needs a vision of God's promises and provision. Now, see, we know that God has given us promises, but do that we stand on them? Which family stands on the promises? Only those that are saved. But those that are not saved, they don't know anything about the promises of God. And God got so many promises here that they can stand on, praise God. They need to know the promises of God. There must be hope. Hope that they will come through. Hope that they will turn to God. Hope that they'll serve God with all their heart, their mind, their soul. Praise God. Keep the hope for your family tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. There must be understanding on how to enter kingdom living. They don't know. Our family members don't know. The Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? So they must be taught. They must hear in some type of way. If they don't hear from you, point them somewhere where they'll hear someone. Praise God. There must be an assumption, a personal responsibility. Our children today don't have responsibilities. Our grandchildren don't have responsibilities. They haven't been taught that they need to get out and go to work at. See, I put my children out to go to work at McDonald's at 16. You had to learn how to get out. I heard a child say the other day, said that's slavery work. Baby, you need to learn how to start to do something somewhere. See, if that was my child, he'd be out slinging some, washing some pots. Because they must learn somewhere, and mothers are allowing their children to linger, slowful. Oh, my daddy didn't like slowfulness. My daddy did not like for no slowfulness to be in the house. You had to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, be ready to go in the field when daybreak comes. You had to be ready to go to work. God said if a man don't work, he don't eat. So what is our people doing today if they are not working? They are out there. They are stealing. They are finding a way, praise God, to get money, to do drugs. They have no conscience of working, praise God, hallelujah, for themselves. Our children, praise God, hallelujah, is gone astray. Because, really, we don't teach them. We ought to teach them to get up. Get up early. If we read our Bible carefully, we see God told the people to travel early, early. And I've been taught to travel early, praise God. Hallelujah. There must be determination to propose what is rightfully one's own. Don't go out there and steal something that don't belong to you. Or take something that don't belong to you. Learn how to go and get your own. Go to work, praise God, hallelujah. Go to work. Teach them to work at an early age. Don't wait till they get too old. Instill these things, praise God, into their memory. And then they can pick up. But if we don't instill it at an early age as they are growing, praise God, it will not happen. Then if we instill it, they can live in the kingdom. They can live kingdom living. Praise God. A righteous life. Sometimes we wait too late to start. And when it gets too late to start, they have already been taken over by drug dealers. Praise God. There must be determination to possess what is rightfully one's own. Kingdom of living is for those who are serious about the things of God. If you are serious about the things of God, yes, you will teach. Be ready to teach others, even if they are not yours, if God allow you to teach them. Because I know there are some children you just can't teach. They don't want to hear the word of God. From the first of Christ's teaching on the kingdom, there have been those determined to possess that prize. Praise God. Matthew 11 and 12 said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent men take it by force. Praise God. We have violence all over the land now in many areas. Children killing their grandparents. It breaks my heart. Children disobedient to their parents. It breaks my heart. Never a time. You know that when we were coming up, we would disobey our parents. Then if you did, you know what you would get. Praise God. But we have this in the land. Why? Because the teaching didn't start early enough. The kingdom of God is a government. It has authority. Praise God. So we ought to teach them, our children, how to be under authority. That's a big thing now. Children does not know how to be under authority. Teach them to be under the authority of every elder person. No, they are disrespectful. The kingdom has a spiritual law. To come into the kingdom of God is to place oneself under the king by submitting to his government. And his government is God's government. Is what I'm talking about. God has set standards for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has ordained that his government embrace the family. He did not create the family and then leave it to its own device to make its own way. God already made a way. We need to follow God's way. The family is an extension of God's government in the world. Each family outlined in 1 Corinthians 11:3, and this is what I wanted to show you. The family is already outlined by God. We need to follow God's principles. Number one, Christ is the head of every man. And when we go like this, people don't want to hear. But until we go back to the Word, the world will ever be in a turmoil. The man is the head of a woman. And God is the head of Christ. There is order. There is order. The truth concerning divine order for the family cannot be bypassed. We can't turn God's word the way we want it. We got to live it the way God said it. Praise God. It is essential to the well-being and functioning of the family. Family cannot function unless, praise God, we obey God's word. Just as it was necessary for Christ to acknowledge the headship of the Father, his Father, so we must also follow God's plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like he said, who is head over who? But you know when we hear that, we said we don't want nobody to be head over me. I ain't coming under nobody. Well, we getting to be disobedient. We allowing things to accumulate in our heart. Praise God. Oh, my God. We are allowing the enemy. Let me just say it like it is. We are allowing. That's why we have so many broken marriages. No one wants to come under authority and leadership. The word is the only thing that's going to stand. The word. God's order for the family is given and enlarged upon the book of Ephesians, and it said it like this: the husband who is the headship, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5:23. The wife, submission, wives, be subject to your own husband as to the Lord, Ephesians 5:23. Number three, the children, obedience and respect. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live on the earth, Ephesians 6:1-2. This first step for the family is to acknowledge it, accept as an extension of God's government and purpose, to fulfill its function as part of God's kingdom. The benefits of kingdom life is ordained as a byproduct of kingdom order and priority. We need to go back to what God said. Are we going to be obey God, or are we going to be disobedient parents and grandparents? We need to obey God. And Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we seek God's kingdom and obey, come on, somebody, here we go. If we seek the kingdom of God and be ready to obey God's word, things will come in order. Things cannot come in order if we are out of order. Peace and joy are things added to those who make the kingdom of God their priority. We have to make God our priority. He wants us to make him his priority. We ought to desire to be what this word says, and make God our priority, to serve him, to obey him, to search the word, the scriptures, and obey the scriptures. It's laid here. As I said earlier, the promises of God is here. We have so many people wants to do their own thing, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to work. You're going to live in chaos. Praise God. Hallelujah. We desire the benefit. So then we seek a place in the kingdom where we are found. Jesus Christ becomes our King. We make him Lord of all things. We make him Lord of all things. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we make God Lord of all things, putting our whole self in him and believing God for everything, praise God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. God is almighty. God is our strength. He's our helper. He's everything that we need, praise God. We say that, but then we don't want to obey. God is everything. Everything that we need. Oh, my God. I'm hoping you let this settle in. Everything. So if you got things going around, you're not letting him be everything. You're not letting him be God. Hallelujah. He said everything that we need. And if you listen to God, he said, we will not, if he's our everything, then why are we saying we are standing in need? Then we need to check ourselves. Yeah. We need to check ourselves and see where we are going wrong and say, Lord, search me, oh God. And if you find anything, oh God, in me that shouldn't be, take it out, oh God. When I was at church today, the minister preached today, taking me out of me. Look inside of yourself. Search yourself. Ask for deliverance that you or that's in you. You have allowed stuff to be accumulated in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our needs, we wouldn't have, even our material needs are supplied. Our physical needs are supplied. Everything that, he said, everything that you need is in him. Praise God. God will make provisions. We must assume responsibility for these provisions and add them to us. It delights the King to provide for us. It delights him. He said another one, it's his good pleasure to provide for us. Praise God. It's God's good pleasure. He don't want you to be in need for anything. But if you have a need, you're bringing it up on yourself because there is some disobedience there. And you might not want to look at it. Might not want to face it. But it's there. Praise God. As his government increases, peace increases. Whatever his government embraces, peace is the result. This applies to the family as well as individuals. On every level, there is a peace for those under the complete lordship of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. I'm telling you tonight, according to God's word here, as we just looked at it, everything you need, peace, happiness, joy, all the fruits of the Spirit, God is willing to give them to you because he don't desire you to get anything. He wants you to have all the goodness that he gives, and he only gives good things to his children. Oh, I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you give good things unto your children. You don't give us anything bad. Praise God. Well, again, thank you for everyone that's on tonight. I hope you enjoyed the message. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance and toward you and give you peace. Praise God. I do want to continue to lift up Sister Bowman and her. her family at this time of bereavement, praise God. And there was somebody else, just to forget, I think, that a bereavement, there was another bereavement, praise God. And also, I have a lot of family coming in for this weekend for bereavement. So we just keep continue to lift up those in bereavement. Have a good night now. God bless you, and hope to see you right back here next Sunday night. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.